Perfect Storm. Hi there. How's it going? West Side. Rolling on my 2.5s. That's all I got. Yeah, check this out. We're going to start off the evening with a couple of fictitious stories from my favorite source for fake news, the Babylon Bee. Cuomo regretting killing all those elderly after losing House seat. From Albany, New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo is disappointed after census data revealed his state has lost thousands of citizens, causing New York to lose a seat in the House of Representatives. Said Cuomo, quote, "Yeah, I guess I shouldn't have murdered 15,000 elderly residents in nursing homes by forcing them to admit COVID patients. Maybe in hindsight I could have done better. Or at least I could have gotten 89 more of those old people to fill out a census form before dying. I could have prevented this." Cuomo then finished his meatball sub and began plowing into a large bowl of spaghetti. Critics of the governor insisted that the 15,000 precious human lives were worth infinitely more than just a seat in Congress, but Cuomo was unable to hear them due to the chewing of his food. Cuomo is promising new initiatives to ensure more people fill out the census as they should in order to counteract all the people dying and leaving his state in record numbers. Also from the Babylon News, CDC now recommends wearing a seatbelt even when you're outside of the car. The CDC has issued brand new recommendations regarding the wearing of seatbelts. Health experts are now recommending people wear a seatbelt even when outside of the car. Said Dr. Shinsu Poonbong, this guidance is especially important if you're in a large group of people at the park or an outdoor event. Risk of collisions leading to bone breaks or concussions dramatically increase in large groups of people. Billions could die. When pressed regarding what gives the CDC authority to comment on seatbelt usage, they clarified that they were simply recommendations based on the latest scientific research for the sake of public health. When further asked how exactly a seatbelt that's not anchored to anything can protect anyone, they replied with the statement, "Shut up, it's science." The federal government has responded with a nationwide seatbelt order for all park buildings and sidewalks. "I don't know what's so hard about it," said Joe Biden, as his aides handed him a juice box. "Just wear the dang seatbelt, folks." Bob's Quality Seatbelt Company concurred with the CDC findings and confirmed that new outdoor seatbelts are on sale for $59.99. Speaking of Joey, I think he's speaking right now, or maybe napping, announcing the large tax increases for the rich, which will lead to a further exodus of New York City. Could not imagine living in that place. Let me ask you a very basic question, and I don't know if you've considered this, but what is your exit strategy? What is your exit strategy? Depending on where this goes, and nobody really knows, have you figured out what you're going to do if it does actually hit the fan? For me, it comes down to two things. If they introduce, and by the, I mean the powers that be, if they introduce a mandated nationalized vaccine or a mandated nationalized vaccine passport, or both simultaneously, that is my cue to exit the country. That's my exit strategy. I'm not going to do a thing until one of those two things or both of them occur. And they probably will both occur about the same time. If it does occur. A mandated nationalized vaccine, a mandated nationalized vaccine passport. If both of those come to fruition, I'm gone. I'm out. I've made my decision. I'm about 95% sure I'm gone. I'm going to Mexico. there's no reason for me to be here at that point. My mom's already gotten the shots. I don't know if my son will or my daughter. It really depends on what they do. But if both of them capitulate and get the shot, why am I here? There is just going to get extremely ugly. We're not there. This is the problem I've had myself personally, jumping into a rabbit hole every night. Sometimes these conspiracy theories don't happen for a long time. They don't come to pass. And we have no idea where we're at on the timetable. There could be a black swan tomorrow to expedite all of this quickly. Or it could not happen at all. There would be no nationalized vaccine, no nationalized vaccine passport. It might not happen. If it does, it's a two-tier society, and you become an outcast if you don't take the shot. And there's not much point in living here at that point. What's appealing about Mexico is that it's not run by a government, it's run by criminal cartels. They run the country. And as long as you can find a spot, and by spot, I mean a somewhat affluent area, and just pay maybe $600 to $1,000 a month, you can rent a place for that price in Mexico. I've looked. That's my backup plan. That is my exit strategy. What is yours? What's your tipping point? I don't see it being anything other than that, a nationalized vaccine and passport. At that point, we move into the social credit score, and there's no difference between this country and China. But it's not happening yet. We're not there yet. So chill out, dude. Chill out, man. I haven't smoked pot 30 years. I haven't been drunk in about 28. No, it's got to be 30 years since I got high. And there is encouraging news. Earlier today, the Florida legislation passed Senate Bill 2006, a bill that would prevent the government or corporations from requiring Floridians to present a vaccine passport to engage in commerce. The bill explicitly forbids businesses from requiring COVID-19 passports with the language, quote, "a business entity as defined to include any business operating in the state may not require patrons or customers to provide any documentation certifying COVID-19 vaccination or post-infection recovery to gain access to, entry upon, or service from the business operations in this state. Should a business choose to ignore the Florida government's legislation, they can be fined up to $5,000 per violation. The bill also forbids governments and entities and educational institutions from doing the same. A governmental entity, any entity, may not require persons to provide any documentation certifying COVID vaccination or post-infection recovery. The bill must now be signed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who previously signed an executive order that banned COVID-19 passports. National File spoke to Florida Representative Anthony Sabati, a candidate for U.S. House serving in the Florida legislature, who broke the news on social media, quote, "just voted to ban vaccine passports in Florida, the vote 76 to 40. That is extremely encouraging news. For one, I live in Florida, God's waiting room. Other good states would include Texas and Montana. This is why the real estate market is in flux, depending on where you live. Where I'm at here in God's waiting room, the real estate market's insane. Everyone from New York is moving to Florida. And everyone else is moving to Texas. Texas and Florida right now have the hottest real estate market. My daughter, who lives in the suburbs of Austin, her home, I believe, has appreciated $100,000 in the last 12 months. Is that insane or what? Of course, it doesn't mean anything till the money's in your pocket. You have all of these people moving out of San Francisco, New York, Chicago, working remotely and not having any desire at all to move back into those hell holes. So the paradigm has changed. Everything is flipped. In New York City, there are, I believe, 17,000 vacant apartments in Manhattan. Why in the world would you move to Manhattan when the restaurants are closed, the companies that occupy the skyscrapers are empty, and all that's left are the thugs, BLM, and Antifa? Why would you subject yourself to that for a tiny rat hole apartment when you can work remotely from Connecticut and make the same amount of money and spend a small percentage of that on your housing? And you're seeing this across the nation. Where I live in Florida, I live in the suburbs, probably about a little over an hour from Orlando. The real estate market is insane. They just don't have enough inventory. That's what this boom in real estate is all about. People moving from densely populated areas like New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, moving to places like Austin, Orlando, Tampa, and especially Miami. And those real estate markets are red hot. And it's going to continue to be like that. Conversely, in the other markets, San Francisco, New York, Chicago, they're seeing a steep decline in real estate values, except for the upper 1%. Fauci urges young people to ignore Joe Rogan's incorrect vaccine advice. I'll tell you, Frougies, was it Frosy? Fraud-C urges young people to ignore Joe Rogan's incorrect vaccine advice. The nation's top infectious disease expert, he read, is imploring young people to take advice on COVID-19 vaccination from health officials and not podcast host Joe Rogan. Rogan drew criticism for saying on his popular podcast that healthy young people shouldn't get vaccinated against the COVID because they're at lower risk. And he's absolutely right. On Wednesday, on the Today Show, Fauci said that's incorrect. That's the reason why you're talking about yourself in a vacuum. Fauci explained that healthy young people can get infected and will get infected if you put yourself at risk. 99.9% for young people. What a scam. What a hoax. Rogan has a tightrope to walk. He got a $100 million contract with Spotify. And Spotify is a woke company. So there's many triggered millennials working there who don't like Rogan. So on one hand, he's trying to placate the woke and at the same time appeal to the libertarians who enjoy his show. And because that particular broadcast didn't say anything negative about vaccines, Spotify allowed it to come out. He had a lot more freedom when he was on YouTube. Not that much anymore, but you can see, once you take $100 million, they own you. So if Spotify says, dance, you're going to dance, monkey. Let's say you got the $100 million. Today at my job, I had to take, what did I do? Sexual harassment orientation. Age discrimination. All of these HR issues. What happened was the company that I work for was sold about a month ago to another company. This new company that I work for is very corporate. So I had to watch this. It seemed like a 3-hour video on how to behave in the office, which is ironic because I work from home. Unless I'm going to sexually harass myself, I don't really see an issue here. After about an hour, and I'm taking these pop quizzes as I'm watching the video, I kid you not, I did not understand the questions. I didn't understand the language of where it was going and what they were trying to communicate. I would hate to be a millennial in the workforce today. I would be unemployed, and I'm probably close to it anyway. I just don't fit, nor do I want to. And at 64, I'm really glad. I'm 64. Cannot play the game. Suck at it. I'm an alpha male stuck in a woke world. This one's really interesting. Blaming COVID-19 instead of the vaccine for changing a patient's genes. This is what we call gaslighting. I'll read it again. Blaming COVID-19 instead of the vaccine for changing a patient's genes. In this article, they're admitting that COVID-19 can change a person's genes, which is what we've been saying about the vaccine. They're softening the ground for when this shedding occurs, they can blame it on COVID-19 and not the vaccine. A new study finds coronavirus actually causes, and I'm just reading from the article. A new study finds coronavirus actually causes long-term changes to an infected patient's genes. Specifically, scientists reveal spike protein SARS-CoV-2, the virus, causes COVID-19 to change the human gene. Do what now? Yeah, they're saying COVID-19 changes your genes. These tiny spikes cover the surface of the coronavirus cells, and they allow the virus to bind to certain receptors on human cells and hijack their functions. That's what we're saying the vaccine does. Now they're saying COVID-19 does that. Once the spike cuts into a patient's cell, the virus releases its own genetic material into the cell so it can replicate. That's what the mRNA vaccine does, not COVID-19. Man, they are good at evil. Quote, we found that the exposure to SARS-CoV-2 spike protein alone was enough to change the baseline gene expression. Well, there you go. So they're now saying that if you have COVID-19 for a prolonged period of time, your systemic genes are going to change. Exactly what we've been saying all along, that the mRNA synthetic spike protein does. It gets into your nucleus and changes you. It's amazing the level of evil. The perfect storm.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? if you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
More entertainment reading the emails than coming up with stuff to talk about. I'm just going to start reading some emails and maybe not even pre-read any of these. Here's one about Joe Biden, or as he calls him, Bo Jiden. Bo Jiden is giving a congressional speech on TV right now. He said that a nurse told him that every vax she gave out was like giving a shot of hope. America is on the move again, but we can't stop now. What a puke fest. He looks totally different than pictures of him 25 years ago. He's going to cut childhood poverty in half this year. How the hell is he going to do that? He just strings meaningless words together as the Congress gives him a standing ovation. Now he's going to replace 100% of lead pipes for drinking water to create jobs. Harris and Pelosi are literally giddy with each other behind him as he speaks. Plotting, I'm sure. Here's another one. Heard your show last night about that nano turd in the punch bowl. He's been annoying Ralph especially and several other hosts over the last couple of years. There are a couple of other weekend warriors that advocate violence. That's a no-no. Oh, he's referring to the listener who was complaining last night about the phone calls sucking. Actually, the phone calls on this show have been great for the last 3 weeks. Oh, we don't take them? Here's another one. Wow, this lady is nuttier than Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi combined. Don't know what that's all about.
I'm about to announce a huge infrastructure plan to win the future.
Really? Okay.
My infrastructure structure bill calls for bringing the corporate tax rate back to what it was under my last presidency with Obama, which was 28% or something. But I'm willing to negotiate up to 25% if pressured.
Another listener writes in, here's a morbid thought I've had for the last couple of months. If people end up dying en masse from the vaccine, I see those Amazon trucks picking up bodies curbside, kind of like body snatchers. And then I wrote back, if you have Amazon Prime, they pick up the body the same day, no flies guaranteed. Convert the closed restaurant freezers into morgues. I'm making lemonade out of lemons. She writes back, I'll make sure we have Prime. Don't like the idea of flies. I could just read emails all night. I find them much more interesting than me. Here's another. Breaking news, there are more COVID jabs available here in Pennsylvania. Seems like some of the sheeple are waking up. It's the land time forgot. Dr. Levine was our health director in Pennsylvania. Oh, is that the guy who's a chick? Or the chick who's a guy? So the jabs are stockpiling here in Pennsylvania. My one sister in Florida got it. On a serious note, what's your take on snake people? Christian Identity Boys, Pete Peters, and others were preaching it. Then they go with serpent seed doctrine, which I think is false. I should just call you. Too much typing. Oops, I forgot. No callers. By the way, David Bowie on Diamond Dogs album looks like a snake thing to me. See, I like that email. It just rambles and goes nowhere. It's a complete representation of my show. Good job, young man.
I didn't know I was stuck in a sand trap.
Yeah.
And so were those kids.
Oh, my gosh. Grandpa in charge of the free world. Did you see that Zoom call with all the leaders of the world? And Biden was the only one wearing a mask. And then the other day, he said, I can't talk any longer because I'm going to get in trouble. He's a freaking president of the United States, and he's worried that if he keeps talking, he's going to get in trouble. You think this guy will last to the end of the year? Maybe. I think we'll have Harris in 2022. That's for sure. If we're all still here. By the way, I know it's been almost a half hour. Did I mention I wrote a book? In case you haven't heard for the 10,000th time, I wrote a book called Morningstar's Tale, narrated by Lucifer, who is also known as Morningstar or Lucifer Morningstar. It's another name for the light bearer. He decided to write a book explaining how the cosmos works, how you're built, and where everything is going. And because what he has to say is so outrageous, he knows you're not going to believe him, so that emboldens him to tell you the truth about everything. So it's a book where the father of lies tells the truth. It's a great way of supporting me at MorningstarsTale.com. Morningstars, T-A-L-E, .com. The perfect storm.
I didn't know I was saying, I was stuck in a sand trap.
Yeah.
You are. And so were those kids. Four.
Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T-D-R-O-P.com.
Extendivite.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
The Perfect Storm. Now, there's a guy who hasn't aged very well. Axl Rose looking a little... I was going to say he's looking a little rough around the edges, but actually he's looking a little chubby around the edges. Oh, my gosh. Apparently... Joe Biden was interviewed recently on the Jimmy Dore show, and there's a rumor going around that he might have popped an extra Percocet. Well, listen for yourself. Mike, whenever you're ready, let's listen to the interview with Joe Biden.
Wow, President Joe Biden is calling. Hello?
Hey, man, it's my first 89 days, man. My first 89 days.
Jesus.
Look at all the shit I've done and stuff. Take my word for it. It's a big f***ing deal.
Actually, Joe, aren't you supposed to mark your first 100 days as some sort of benchmark of achievement and not 89 days?
Now, get up off it, man. Here's the deal. On my word as a Biden, I promise you 89 days on day one, not 100 days. And now we've done so much, man, so much. Let's not stop now. We're almost there. Oh, waiter.
Hey, okay. What have you done in your first 89 days, Joe?
My dad had an expression. Son, get your finger out of that woodchuck. And we're doing that. We're that doing and. Folks, you got to think about it. Franklin, Milano, Roosevelt only passed 15 major pieces of legislation and 76 laws during his first 100 days. You could eat my dust, gumlegs.
That's pretty offensive, Joe.
Stop it. I'm Joe. I'm known for the things I say with my mouth. You don't like it, then maybe you ain't somebody. Something else I said. Take your pick. There's a lot of them. Have you seen the waiter?
But you've done nothing in comparison to FDR's first 100 days, Joe.
Stop it. You can't compare me to him, man. He had so many advantages that allowed him to take swift action. Like a horrible economy and a national emergency. Think what we could achieve if half the country was poor and we had some sort of pandemic or something. You gotta be patient. Tax cuts don't come in a day. Takes two, maybe 3 days tops.
Okay, but what have you achieved so far?
I got my first game of golf in at the Wilmington Country Club in Delaware. It's a Delaware corporation. Aren't you gonna ask me how I did?
How'd you do?
I hit two good balls. I sliced it into my chauffeur's pants. Man, I love that joke. I bet you thought I was going to say I stepped on a rake, but I didn't. That's because I'm unpredictable. You go left, I go right. You go right, I go right. Come on, man. You know, I'm my own man. If I say something I can't remember, I backtrack. If I get backlash, I reverse course. Golf is normalcy.
Hey, has being president hurt your golf game, Joe?
Like I quipped a year ago, if you want to keep your handicap in golf, don't run for president. I expected a lot of extra strokes my last game, but not this many. Matter of fact, I'm having one right now.
While you were golfing, you called the influx of asylum-seeking children at the border a crisis.
I didn't know what I was saying, okay? I was stuck in a sand trap.
Yeah.
And so were those kids. Four!
So what are those kids supposed to do now, Joe?
I recommend using a 5-iron.
What else are you doing besides playing golf?
We're pulling out of Afghanistan. I promise on the Biden word of the Bidens that by that sacred day of September 11th, we'll have less soldiers in Afghanistan than my son has teeth. You folks got to understand that. And thirdly, I'm about to announce a huge infrastructure plan to win the future.
That all sounds impressive, Joe. Could you give me any details?
My infrastructure bill calls for bringing the corporate tax rate back to what it was under my last presidency with Obama, which was 28% or something. But I'm willing to negotiate up to 25% if pressured. So the next time people like you ask, what have you done in your first 100 days, Tom? I'll be able to answer, my name is not Tom. And I'll point to a chart my staff drew for me and saunter off for a nap. It's like my strong-willed mother used to say to me, the greatest gift God gave to mankind was the ability to forget. And I'd ask, forget what? And she'd say, I don't remember. And now I gotta go, fat. And don't forget to wear a max.
Wear a max? He wants us to wear tampons? Now I'm really confused. Man, if you thought it was hard to breathe through a mask, you just try breathing through a max. And especially for heavy flow, forget about it, you're going to suffocate. According to the latest statistics, just under 30% of the United States population or about 94.8 million people, have so far received their full doses of the experimental COVID injections. Including the Pfizer COVID shot. Yes, as mainstream media, social media influencers, and even private companies continue to try and get people to line up for the jab, concerning reports about the post-shot paralysis and other health problems continue to trickle in. Millions of Americans are skipping their second Pfizer and Moderna shots. Could this have anything to do with the understandable concerns over this experimental drug? Instead of just misinformation or scheduling conflicts or some media outlet claiming that's what it is, could it be the fact that there's more supply than demand for this poison? And that might have something to do with the alarming reports of adverse effects? And is the so-called hesitancy over these experimental drugs really all that hard to believe, given what we hear about these injections day after day? Right now, millions of doses of Pfizer and Moderna shots have already been administered to people throughout the world. In the United States, the COVID shot from Johnson & Johnson should also be back in syringes soon after the FDA lifted a short-lived pause on the drug. But to the chagrin of pharmaceutical companies and public health officials, the rollout of these experimental drugs may have been marred by concerning reports of serious and, in some cases, deadly health problems occurring in previous, well, newly jabbed people. According to reports shared by the Children's Health Defense, one woman in Pennsylvania, a 33-year-old woman, reportedly woke up paralyzed from the neck down the morning after getting the shot with Pfizer. Another 43-year-old man from Mississippi suffered a stroke just after getting his J&J shot. And in what critics say is a bold example of gaslighting, the medical examiners investigating the tragic death of a doctor in Florida concluded the healthy man died of natural causes following his Pfizer shot and that a link to the shot is unknown. Back in January, healthy, then 56-year-old Miami doctor, Dr. Gregory Michael, famously fell ill after getting his first Pfizer shot. He died 2 weeks later. Another recent study published in Rheumatology found that an outbreak of shingles occurs in 1.2% of the patients within 14 days of the second Pfizer shot. Shingles is a painful and sometimes dangerous skin rash that occurs when the virus that causes chickenpox becomes reactivated after staying dormant for years within the brain and spinal nerves. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, shingles is incredibly common and will affect about one-third of the U.S. population. Most media reports on these post-shot adverse effects are very quick to downplay them, saying there's no proven link between the health problems and the jabs. The bottom line? It's not unreasonable to raise questions about adverse drug effects occurring after the COVID shots. After all, we see adverse drug effects from other shots too. So why are the COVID shot victims, medical professionals, and others being so quickly silenced? And I think we know the answer to that. It's money. They want to get everybody into this grid. It is an operating system. Until people stop calling it a vaccine, and even gene therapy is a misnomer, because gene therapy implies that something good is happening to your genes. It's therapeutic, gene therapy. What this is an operating system. It is an mRNA synthetic code, an unnatural code, synthetic, being injected into your organic body. The mRNA code, according to the doctors that are not allowed to speak on ABC, NBC, and CBS, are saying that it pierces the nucleus of the cell and begins a process of replication. The next time another COVID variant or cold comes down the road, and really when we talk about COVID, we should just say the flu. Have you noticed the miracle? No one got the flu in the last 12 months. In the fall, when the next seasonal flu season begins, this is when many of these doctors believe that people are going to die in what is known as a cytokine storm, where the body literally begins to attack itself. Imagine a body filled with synthetic mRNA code in every cell of the body. Now a new variant, let's call it an organic, natural occurring flu or cold occurs, the body is not going to be able to recognize it. It's going to be dormant. In the past, when you had your natural immune system, you could stave off and fight any variants, any virus infection by producing antibodies. Now they contend that because this mRNA synthetic code in the spike protein is inside every cell of the body, that when a new virus comes down the road, the body will do nothing. And the virus will enter unabated, free, the doors wide open. And then the body begins to attack its own organs, and people die. When they first tried to do this, and again, Moderna has never, ever produced a vaccine. This is the first one they brought to market. Normally, a vaccine takes 5 to 10 years to bring into the marketplace. They did this one in 7 months. And even on their own website, Moderna admits it's an operating system. It's a synthetic code. It's a lipid. It's a tiny, tiny piece of plastic. And in this plastic, they can put whatever they want. Think of it as a microscopic deflated basketball. And inside that deflated basketball, they put their synthetic code. And at some point, they can insert anything they want. PayPal, cryptocurrency, vaccine passports. That's what this is all about. Getting as many people into the matrix as possible, and probably killing quite a few at the same time, which is no skin off their back, because if you go to the Georgia, you know, the Georgia Guidestone says 500 million sustainable. Well, we're at 8 billion. So you're talking about getting rid of 7.5 billion out of 8 billion, leaving us half a billion. Unless you understand where this is going, which is to the Great Reset, and Klaus Anal Schwab, the great economic, World Economic Forum. The whole idea is to get people into a grid so that they can be controlled. And then comes the social credit score. And that's why states are fighting back, at least the free states like Florida, Texas, and Montana. They recognize this for what it is. Because once the vaccine passport is implemented and mandated, then it's game over, because immediately that introduces the social credit score, where they'll be able to monitor everything you do, think, and say. And not only will they be monitoring, your neighbor will be monitoring you, every conversation. I was quite taken aback today when I was going through my online video HR presentation. As I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, the company I work for was purchased by another company, and this one is much more corporate, so they have to cover all their bases. And one of those is subjecting its new employees to this 3-hour HR sexual harassment, age discrimination, call it everything under the sun discrimination presentation. I didn't understand what the questions were. At the end of the video, you have to take a quiz. I had to take the test 3 times before I passed. And it's not because I'm dumb. I just didn't understand the questions. I don't speak the language anymore of this woke millennial generation. I'm glad I'm old. I don't want to be a part of this world system anyway. So they're going to have to offer me a better carrot before I take the COVID-19 vaccine. The perfect storm.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: "It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel." Amazon customer: "Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it." Amazon customer: "Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hearts stripped down and torn apart. A little bit of rust, I'm still running. Counting miles, counting tears. Twist the road, shifting gears. Year after year, it's all or nothing. But I'm not home, I'm not lost. Still holding on to what I got. Ain't much left, but there's so much that's been stolen.
The perfect storm. That's one of my favorite tunes from Lynyrd Skynyrd, Unbroken. All about going through this life, still standing. Scarred, but still standing. And that's what the last 13 months have been all about. Standing strong in the face of idiocracy. We both know this is a pandemic. Its purpose is to get us into the Great Reset, which is the New World Order. And at some point, maybe you're fighting against God because it's meant to be. I don't know. You just take it one day at a time. It's all you can do. Had an email from a listener just wondering where it was on your website. Can't find it. It's the Elon Musk video hitting the vaulted dome, Musk to Mars. Bunch of people will die, and the other one is called Level. If you get a chance, head over to the website, morningstarstale.com. I still have yesterday's article, which really blew my mind. I got an email from a listener who sent me an annual report from IBM, and I thought, that's going to be pretty dry reading. But about 10 minutes into it, I found this really strange sentence from IBM's chair and chief executive officer, a guy by the name of Krishna. He said, "Trust is our license to operate, and for more than a century, IBM has earned the trust of our clients and society. We continue to earn it through projects such as our work with the Vatican to develop principles for ethical AI." And I posed the question in the article, and you can see it at Morningstar's Tale. Why in the world would IBM reach out to the Vatican for advice on ethical behavior concerning AI? And I didn't really get into this in the article, but I believe it does tie into this beast machine, this statue that is going to be built and brought to life. Oh, we're out of time. Guess that'll have to wait for another day. The perfect storm.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.